You're listening to Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR. Good morning. I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. The House Finance Committee is scheduled to unveil tonight the state's spending and taxing package for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay joins us now to discuss the highlights of the more than $8 billion annual budget. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Chuck.
So when Governor Gina Raimondo submitted her budget proposal to the General Assembly almost 3 months ago now, there were a number of new taxing and spending plans. It looks like the Finance Committee will make some changes in her budget. What are her major wins and losses here?
Well, the one thing she's won is Health Source Rhode Island, which is Rhode Island's Obamacare health system. They're going to keep that. There was talk of eliminating that and switching the state to the federal system. What she's also won on is millions of dollars in new spending for economic development. Now, what she lost was the Taylor Swift tax, so-called, the tax on these second homes that people have in Rhode Island of more than $1 million. The realtor lobby just knocked that one out. The other thing that's pretty interesting, she's winning on education. They're going to fully fund the K-12 education formula, as well as increase state aid to higher education by around 4% or so, which is something that she put into her budget. The Medicaid thing is a mixed bag for her. She's going to lose on this more than $180 million cut that she's looking for in the current year from the hospitals and the nursing homes and some of the other providers. But the legislature is going to leave in some of the structural changes that she's looking for over the years that hopefully, as experience grows with these kinds of programs and you put incentives in for saving money to some of the hospitals, will down the road result in better and more efficient Medicaid system. So that's a win-win, loss-loss, one of those.
So what is the deal with her infrastructure trucking tax? That's not likely to be part of the budget, correct?
That's correct. She unveiled this tax just recently, said it was only going to be on 18-wheel big trailer trucks. It turns out that wasn't the case. The legislation, according to the legislature, the people I talked to, wasn't well thought out, and it's not going to be in the budget. What they're going to have to do is wait until a special session, perhaps this fall.
It appears also that the House will go further than the governor wanted to in exempting Social Security benefits from state income taxes. What's behind that?
Well, the governor proposed eliminating state income taxes on individual filers, Social Security, up to $50,000 and $60,000 for joint filers on retirement income. What the legislature is going to do is expand that to $80,000 for individual filers and $100,000 for people who filed jointly. Now, the theory is that this is going to keep retirees from going to Florida and keep them in the state spending their money here. Is that realistic? I don't think so, unless you're going to move the Red Sox spring training camp at Fort Myers to Fort Adams in Newport, or unless you can stop the blizzards we had last year. I don't think you're going to keep people from going to Florida. However, Speaker Mattiello's been insisting on this for quite some time, and from a political standpoint, you can see when your state rep is at the Portuguese Club or the Hibernian Club or going door-to-door next fall, they're going to be able to boast that they gave grandpa and granny a tax break. And people know that's popular. Old people vote. They're the highest voting segment of the population. So I think there's a lot of politics behind it, despite the rhetoric of keeping the retirees in Rhode Island.
So how about the state employee pension settlement? Has that got anything to do with this budget?
Yes, it will be a budget article, and it's going to pass. I think since the settlement was reached with the retirees and the current state employees, not everybody's happy about it. But I think this fight is over.
So how about the plan to move the Paw Sox from McCoy to a new ballpark in Providence? Is that going to make it through?
No, this one's too hot to handle right now. They're going to need a lot more negotiation on this. When the new owners put that number of $120 million in state aid out there, it just basically sent tremors through the state house. And people just see this in the aftermath of 38 Studios. You can say this is sad or not. It's not anything like 38 Studios. But nonetheless, the perception is out there that the taxpayers have been fleeced by baseball once and they don't want it again. So it's going to require a lot more massaging of that deal before this is going to be voted on by the General Assembly. I think one thing that's happened here is that Speaker Mattiello and Governor Raimondo got off on kind of a rocky start there when she was at a governor's conference way back in January in Washington, D.C., and she took some shots at him and the lawmakers as being corrupt and doing things late at night and not being transparent. But they seem to have cemented their relationship. They seem to have gotten along. They're not taking shots in the media at each other. They've tried to work cooperatively, and I think this budget is something really that's a well-crafted compromise on all sides. Does it solve a lot of problems? No. Does it kick the can down the road on some of these big issues like the infrastructure tax and the new stadium deal? Yes, it does.
All right, Scott McKay, Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst, thanks for your insights into the budget process.
Thank you, Chuck.